Embercare Media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide invites you to take a moment for your health. One morning, you notice that your child appears to feel tired and complains of a sore throat. There will be a fever of between 101 and 103 degrees Fahrenheit. That would be between 38 and 39 degrees Celsius. In a short time, probably a day or two, red spots begin appearing in or on the mouth. These will probably change to blisters. In addition, spots or a rash may appear on the hands and feet, which will also develop into blisters. The spots are not normally itchy, but they can be tender, and the blisters may possibly break open and crust over. What's happening? You're seeing what is known as hand, foot, and mouth disease. Before you jump to conclusions, this is not the same as another disease called hoof and mouth disease, or as it is sometimes called, foot and mouth disease. That's a disease which occurs in animals such as cattle, water buffalo, sheep, goats, and pigs. Hand, foot, and mouth disease, or as it is sometimes called, HFMD, is not the same thing. Who can catch the disease? Hand, foot, and mouth disease infects mainly children, that would be infants, and children under the age of 10. It can sometimes infect adults, but that's not very common. Hand, foot, and mouth disease is caused by a virus. And yes, it is very contagious. It is spread mostly by direct contact with infected blisters. In addition, coughing and sneezing contributes to other children catching the disease. This happens a lot in nursery and daycare situations or kindergarten or school. If your child has been in contact with an infected person, that is, another child who has the blisters and rash, it will take usually between 3 and 7 days for your child to show signs that he or she has also been infected. In some rare cases, it is possible for a child to have hand, foot, and mouth disease, but show only light or mild symptoms. Sometimes no symptoms at all would be visible. This is rare, but it can happen. What do you do to help your child? How do you treat the disease? Actually, there's not very much you can do. There is no vaccine or any special medication for this disease. The main thing you can do is treat the symptoms and make sure the child is as comfortable as possible. Be sure the patient gets plenty of fluids, and this is to avoid dehydration. If there is a fever, over-the-counter medication such as ibuprofen would be okay to help bring down the fever. Of course, you will pay attention to the dosage recommendations for children. Acetaminophen can also be used. In the UK and some other locations, acetaminophen is known by the names of paracetamol or Panadol. Don't use aspirin. The most important thing you can do is limit the possibility of the disease spreading to other children in your home or your friends and neighbors. Someone with hand, foot, and mouth disease is most contagious during the first week of the illness, especially while the spots and blisters and rash are visible. It's still possible, however, even after the spots are gone, for the child to be somewhat contagious for several weeks. So although they seem to be better and they're feeling better, it would be best to limit personal contact with other healthy children for a time. Usually a person with this disease will recover in 7 to 10 days. So what else should you do, or could you be doing for your child and others? Make plenty of cool liquids available. This will help to soothe the sore throat. Cold foods such as ice cream might also be helpful. Don't give the child foods with spice or acid. This would include drinks like orange juice or any other citrus fruits. Your local foods may be somewhat spicy, but avoid things like salsa or other foods with spice. These can make the sores in the mouth more painful. Avoid salty foods. That is, avoid food that is more salty than the taste of tears. Provide soft foods that don't require much chewing. You can wear gloves when you apply lotion or ointment to your child, or if gloves are not available, you can even use plastic bags to protect your hands from the child's blisters. Everyone in the family should wash their hands often. This is especially important if you have changed the diaper of a child who is infected. Disinfect common areas. First, wash with soap and water, then use a diluted solution of chlorine bleach if this is available. The solution should be 1/4 cup of bleach to 1 gallon of water, or in metric, that would be 62 milliliters of bleach to 4 liters of water. Sharing toys would not be a good idea. The child may find it difficult to understand, but don't let them give kisses during this time of infection. That's a quick way to pass along the disease to others. Avoid crowded areas and limit person-to-person contact as much as possible. Do not share eating utensils during this time, especially with those who are infected. Do not burst any of the blisters. The fluid inside them is infectious. Be sure to keep mouth and nose covered when coughing or sneezing. Use disposable tissues, and as their name indicates, dispose of them promptly after use. Any clothes or bedding or towels should be washed promptly, and the advice is to wash in hot water in a washing machine if possible, or soak them in disinfectant for 10 minutes before washing by hand. People, adults and children, who have the disease should limit all exposure and association with other people during the time of the infection. Keep children out of childcare or school until fever is gone and all signs have disappeared. Then check with the school before sending your child back. Hand, foot, and mouth disease can be somewhat painful and annoying, but the time of the infection is relatively short, and it usually clears up on its own. A Moment for Your Health is a copyright feature of MemberCare Media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide. For links to more information, check out our websites at www.membercaremedia.com.